Hey, good morning, everybody. We are back. I'm in the midst of an email there, and I'll send that in just a second. But time caught up with us. And so, as promised, we will deliver Eric Zlokovic with Maryland Department of Natural Resources, the Maryland Artificial Reef Initiative. And good morning, Eric. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning. Good morning.
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good. I'm doing fine.
Good. Well, a lot happening in your world, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Out there.
Yeah, this is definitely a busy time right now. We actually, do you want me to give you an update on a couple of reef construction?
Well, you know, we talked last time you were here about some of the things that were coming up, and, you know, let's just kind of go with an overview of what the Maryland Aquatic Reef Initiative is for those of our listeners who may have forgotten or may not know. We get new listeners here all the time, so let's talk about what the Aquatic Reef Initiative is all about in the program.
Right, it is the Maryland Artificial Reef
or Aquatic. Initiative. I keep calling it aquatic. Sorry,
that's fine.
Yeah,
because we also use the term aquatic reefs, and it's the Maryland Artificial Reef Initiative.
Right.
It was started in 2007 in a partnership with CCA Maryland, and it's basically a nonprofit 501c3 organization for constructing artificial reefs to enhance fish habitat. We also have a secondary oyster component. We do build some artificial oyster reefs, but that's a bit more secondary. It's primarily fishing reefs, and it's to enhance habitat and fishing opportunities around the habitat.
Sure.
It started in 2007 with the big Woodrow Wilson Reef Project down in the Lower Bay at four sites in the Lower Bay with concrete slabs and rubble on Cedar Point, Tanger Sound, the Goose's Reef, and I'm missing one there, but four sites down in the lower bay.
Right.
And also some material was also placed in the Potomac River jurisdiction on the Hog Island artificial reef.
Right.
So we actually recently had some divers down on the Point No Point reef, and it looks good. There's some oysters setting on the reef. There's also red bearded sponge and mussels and other life on the reef, and we've had some good fishing reports from down there from the charter boat captain.
Sure, sure. Well, anytime you've got structure, I mean, just
right.
Just kind of a review. Fish relate to structure because food relates to structure. You get the algae starting on there, then you get the mollusks and the shellfish and things like that coming around. You got the microscopic organisms, and then you get the little fish feeding on the microscopic organisms, and then you got the little bigger fish feeding on the little fish, and then you got the giant fish feeding on the fish that are feeding on the fish that are feeding on the zooplankton.
That's exactly right. We have we also have a mix of bottom fish and also game fish on the reefs, more like I guess you could call them pelagic fish, like bluefish,
right?
Feed around the reefs because they're ambushing, you know, the bait and the smaller fish that are trying to hide in the reef.
Yeah.
So
I mean, just blocks of concrete slabs of concrete that are stacked willy-nilly on top of one another provide a tremendous amount of structure and habitat and hidey holes and places for fish to hide and breed and whatever they do.
Right.
And crabs as well, and crustaceans and shrimp and you name it.
Yeah, we actually have some video footage on some of the reefs of crabs, working along the edges of the reef, and just picking at prey there along the bottom.
Sure.
So it's a variety of different, organisms that are using the habitat.
Sure.
Which is exciting. So
yeah. Then you have a number of smaller projects that are supported by some of the conservation organizations where they plant what are called reef balls, which are basically concrete or some type of inert substance that has Well, it's basically a ball with holes in it, correct?
That's correct. They sort of look like sort of a concrete igloo sitting on the bottom with holes in the sides and a hole in the top so you can get circulation through the reef balls. And all of the reef balls in the last 5 years, let's say the last 5 years, have been placed by the Chesapeake Bay Foundation on Patricia Campbell. They actually did some work more than 5 years ago, too, but it's really been a strong partnership in the last 5 years where we've built up the Cook's Point Reef Ball site and the Chop Tank, the Bill Burton Piers, and we're going back to the Bill Burton Pier again this year on the Talbot County side.
Right.
And then we have the big annual event at Memorial Stadium Reef, which is actually coming up on May 14th. We're going to place additional reef balls up at Memorial Stadium Reef.
Now, where's Memorial Stadium Reef again?
That is roughly halfway between Tolchester and Hart Miller Island in the Upper Bay.
Okay.
It's charted on the NOAA charts. It's a small box. It's this year it's been expanded slightly to 3 acres, but it's productive. It's very popular for white perch. They also catch some rockfish, and when the salinity is low, they catch channel catfish up there. I do want to say that the majority of those reef balls over the last 10 or 11 years have been built by MSSA volunteers. Bill Hubbard has led that effort for more than 10 years now, and he builds the reef balls with Boy Scouts and school groups and other groups, also with Stevenson College. And then Chesapeake Bay Foundation deploys the reef balls. So
nice.
That's pretty much the way we've been rolling up there.
Nice legacy.
Exactly, yep. Right.
Very nice.
We also, Chesapeake Bay Foundation will be deploying those reef balls, and they will be deploying the reef balls at the Bill Burton Pier this summer.
Yeah. So now, how far off the pier are those reef balls? I mean, if I can make a long cast off of there, am I going to get hooked up on them?
Yeah, actually, you only have to make a short cast, about 20 to 50 feet. There's also a few along the base of the pier, but we left sort of alleys or lanes between the reef balls,
yeah,
so that you could kind of lay your bait, you know, right alongside of them. When you fish reefs, you're gonna get hung up,
yeah,
and you're gonna lose some tackle, but that's just part of the game,
yeah.
As anybody who fishes hard structure will
yeah.
tell you.
Well, I mean, you guys have divers that go out and recover all that and then sell it for a profit, right?
Well, they may be making a profit, but I'm not seeing any of it.
Hey, nice job for an independent contractor, right?
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Man.
we actually, I don't know if you know Butch Webb, but he's a...
I do know Butch. He's been on the air here, yeah.
Yeah, he's a good diver, and he used to go down to Indian River Inlet and dive on the slack tide on the rocks there and pick up, pounds and pounds of lead heads, bucktail.
Oh, no question about it.
Sinkers off the rocks.
Yeah.
Side, yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, he's a good rabbit hunter, too. Good shot.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Yep.
So.
Turkey, too.
Yep. Yeah, I knew that. So.
So.
That's pretty funny.
So. But you're going to lose some rigs, but you're also, it's kind of risk and reward. You're going to lose some rigs, but there's also going to be fish concentrated on that structure, too.
Sure. Let me ask this, Eric. Is there an aerial drawing overview map of this? I mean, if I'm fishing off the Bill Burton Pier, wouldn't it be great if I've got a drawing of the pier, you know, and, you know, here's the garbage can and here's the bench, and then here's the location of the reef ball, so I don't get hung up on them. I know how far out there they are and how far I can throw. You know, I can throw a surface lure over top of them and bring it back and, you know, hope that something comes up. Or you know, I can get out beside it or close to it without losing my gear. Is there any kind of a drawing or mapping like that?
Well, we have it roughly sketched out, but I don't have anything on the website or anything.
Yeah.
I think what we would have to do, Alan, is like we do with all of our reefs, is run a side scan sonar over it.
Yeah.
and get some imagery off of that, and then try to create a diagram from that.
Yeah.
To confirm the exact precise location, but they are laid out in lanes with, you know, 15 to 20 feet of space between them.
Sure.
I don't have anything like that right now on the website, but we do have the coordinates. If you go to dnr.state.md.us/fisheries and then /reefs,
yeah,
or just Google, you know, Maryland Artificial Reef Initiative.
Right.
We have all the coordinates, and we have a Google, kind of a cool Google interactive map where you could zoom in on the blue diamonds and learn about each reef site.
That is cool. Yeah.
So yeah, we do have that. But I'll definitely think about that.
I mean, some kind of accurate hand drawn sketch. You know, I mean, you know, a little round symbol for the reef ball, and here, you know, here's the lane. Here's where the reef balls are. Just like an aerial overview, rather than go to all the effort with this side scan, you know, just tell people, hey, look, in this area there's reef balls, and here's where you can cast, and here's where you're going to get hung up. I mean, I'm just
right.
that would be convenient for fishermen.
Oh, definitely. We also talked to the Park Service, since they own the pier, about planting or putting signs up.
Yeah.
But they were just kind of concerned about vandalism or damage to the signs.
Yeah.
So we didn't do it right away. We just finished the first placement in October of last year, and now we'll be starting the second wave, which is the Talbot side this summer, probably in, I want to say, July.
Right.
So yeah.
Cool. All right.
Yeah.
Very good. Well, Eric, we're going to take a short break. We're going to come back, and then I'd like to talk about the volunteer logbook study and the Mary survey for anglers.
Excellent.
All right. So let me tell the folks about Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway, exit number 9. And you can find them very conveniently there. If you like to fish, they've got everything you need for fishing. They've got live bait. They'll wind line on your reels. They'll fix your rods and reels, new guides and tip-top if you break one off in your car door. If you have a reel that needs repair, they can do that. All types of services for fishermen. They've got ICE, and they can give you good advice, even have a 24-hour fishing hotline. And that number is 247-3474, 247 Fish, to make it convenient for you to call 24/7, 365, and Billy's on there, and he'll give you the locations and what to look for and what to fish with. And you know, it's pretty accurate. Every week they update it, and you can check that out as well. And don't forget, they've got the trolling lures for striped bass. They've got bass fishing gear. They've got all the terminal tackle, the hooks, the weights, the bucktails, you name it, they've got everything, and they've got the folks that can teach you and tell you how to use that product and where to go and where to fish. So Clyde Sports Shop, check them out, and don't forget their great line of firearms and ammunition and everything for hunting too. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. The website is clydesports.com, 242-6108. That's 242-6108 for Clyde Sports Shop. Now, if you're headed down to the Eastern Shore, you go across the Bay Bridge, and there's a number of exits there, you know, you can, but I want you to look for exit number 39, in particular 39B, Dominion Road. That's right. You get off there, you go behind the Exxon station. Of course, you'll see Chesapeake's Outdoors big sign and their lot there, and you'll see the store on the right before you get to the exit, just before you get to the exit. And there you can find everything you need for the upcoming bow season. That's right. They've got crossbows by Mission and Barnett and Parker, and compound bows by Parker and Matthews and others, and you can check that out. Get ready for bow season. They've got the full lineup of Matthews bows, and they'll set your bow up for you. They'll tune the arrows. They'll custom cut the arrows. They'll put the accessories on, and they'll get you shooting just great there. They've got the clothing and the boots, everything for crabbing, crab traps, commercial crab pots if you need them, crab bait, fish bait, live bait, frozen bait, ice, rods, reels, tackle for the Chesapeake, for the tidal rivers, for freshwater, full selection of live and frozen bait, and for trophy rockfish, all the bucktails, all the trolling lures by a company called Spankin' Stripers and others. Mojo's. Those big, deep trolling lures. And we might be through that season already, but some people still like to hit those fish deep. 16, 20, and 24-ounce trolling lures in a variety of custom colors. Largest selection around. And if you are successful and you want to eat that fish, they've got the Bubba Blade knives for you to fillet and release your fish. So, Chesapeake Outdoors, Route 50 East, exit 39B, qualified people to help you find your selection. A very friendly staff, except Kevin. I fire him once a week if I can. 410-604-2500, 410-604-2500, Chesapeake Outdoors on Kent Island, first choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers. This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex are proud to provide outstanding customer service just like their number one rated Linex Spray-On Bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at the local car wash. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and lasts longer. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Protect your investment, your pickup truck like I did, with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner. If you enjoy gardening, I always recommend Schellinger's Papa John's Farm in Severn, just off I-97. Papa John's greenhouses are bursting with beautiful plants and flowers. Annuals by the pack or flat, and perennials by the pot. Bedding plants, planters, and hanging baskets, too. Colorful pansies, impatiens, and petunias. They even carry the proven winter specialty plants. Papa John's Farm has all the vegetable plants, too, ready to plant in your home garden. Tasty tomatoes, squash, onions, watermelon, cantaloupe, 10 varieties of hot peppers and herbs, too. Papa John's Farm, just off I-97 at Exit 12. That's 8029 New Cut Road in Severn. You can drive right to the greenhouses to make your selections or call 410-969-5909. Think about flowers and plants from Papa John's for your garden or for your church. Mother's Day's coming soon, May 11th. Call 410-969-5909. Papa John's is open every day. Visit Schellinger's Papa John's Farm. It'll grow on. For great fishing tackle, crabbing supplies, and up-to-date fishing and crabbing information, hey, it's Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. To get there, take Route 100 to the end, hop on Mountain Road towards Gibson Island, go 2.5 miles to 4729 Mountain Road. Custom-tied bucktails and trolling lures for rockfish, and all you need for any type of fishing, crabbing, and the best fishing report on the Mid-Bay. Fishbones also carries the best stainless steel crab steamers you'll ever find. Call 410-360-0573, 410-360-0573 for Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
You're on the most powerful names in talk. Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com.
Hey, a little public service announcement. It is Mardella Heritage Days today in Mardella Springs, right off Route 50. That's in Wicomico County, I believe, just below Cambridge, and fur trappers will be there. Trappers table will be set up, and the fur collection will be there. If you're interested in that, stop by the Mardella Springs Heritage Days, and while you're there, stop in and see the great gun collection at Delmarva Sporting Clays. Tell Zeke you heard about them on the radio here, and maybe you want to take in a round of Sporting Clays, or take a rifle down and shoot at their 300-yard rifle range. Why not? That's Delmarva Sporting Clays right down there in Mardella Springs. I go there every couple months to deliver Maryland Hunting Quarterly magazines. So good people. Worth a mention. But check out the Heritage Days in Mardella Springs right down by Vienna. All right. Back with Eric Zlokovitz with Maryland Department of Natural Resources, the Maryland Aquatic Reef Initiative, Maryland Artificial Reef Initiative. I don't know why I keep saying aquatic, but anyway, maybe I like real stuff rather than artificial stuff, Eric.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. Okay. May 15th, you've got a deadline fast approaching. We want to let our anglers know about it. Tell me about it.
Right. We have what we're doing is we're in the second year of doing a logbook survey on artificial reef sites. Five artificial reef sites. The northernmost one is up at Memorial Stadium Reef, which we just talked about.
Right.
The southernmost one is all the way down at Tanger Sound, which is down near the Virginia line near the Fox Island buoy.
Right.
And for each reef site, there is a comparison site, a natural reef or just sort of a traditional fishing ground.
Okay.
So we're comparing artificial to natural reefs. Last year was the pilot survey, and it was interesting. The results are posted on the reef page. It's called MARI Monitoring 2013 Fall Survey Results, and it showed that basically in a nutshell, the artificial reef at Memorial Stadium was about the same as the natural reef at Manowar Shoals in terms of just number of fish caught and size of fish.
Right.
Which is actually, in many ways, that's good. I think maybe some folks wanted to see the artificial reef performing even better, but I think it's good that it was similar to it simulated the natural reef, basically.
Well, I mean, if you got two reefs, one artificial, one natural,
right.
you can't expect bigger and better fish in the same area of the bay than you can. I mean, if they're, you know, they relate to both structures. Fish don't know the difference, whether one's artificial or whether one's natural. They both have their benefits. They both have the prey and they both have the structure that the fish require, right? I mean,
That's right. So,
I can see where it could be, you know, hope against hope that, well, the artificial reef provides, you know, something better than the natural reef, but maybe it doesn't.
Right.
But it does provide equal, cover and food and everything else. So instead of one place where anglers can concentrate, now you can split them up a little bit
It just... That's two
good fishing spots rather than one.
Two good spots, yes. That's very positive. Two good spots. It definitely gives people another option, another place to fish.
Right.
Bottom line, and what we're doing this year is we're trying to expand it out, get a bigger sample size. We probably had 12 or 13 volunteers last year. Maybe a little bit less than that actually finished the survey. This year, I already have 75 folks on an interest list to participate in the survey. So
okay.
We're way beyond last year.
Yeah.
But I'd like to pick up a few more volunteers. Folks can, if you go to just contact Mari on the artificial reef page, my email will come up, and they can email me at eslokovitz@dnr.state.md.us.
Right. And if anybody wants to email me this week, I'll be more than glad to forward them your email.
That's right.
But a lot of people that listen to this show are not totally email-oriented, but they do like to fish.
My phone number is 410-260-8324. And we're taking, like to get a few more volunteers. Dave Zajano has been doing a great job. He's from MSSA, Perry Hall, and also CCA. He's been traveling around with me to all the different fishing club meetings.
Right.
And we've been signing people up at the meetings. We've got it posted. We've had it on Facebook and Twitter, and I'm going to do it one more time. I'm going to do a last call for volunteers, and we also have had it on the message boards.
Right.
On the fishing message boards.
Right.
So we're just trying to get the word out, And I think I also put a last call notice on the website too. I'll try to get that out on Monday.
Right. So, what I want to stress to our listeners, if you have any interest in participating on this survey, tell me what the anglers have to do so they know, and then we'll give the number again, and they can call, leave a message for you. I'm sure you know you have an answering machine on that line.
That's right. So, we have on the flyers that have been circulating. I think we actually had a flyer on the website, but I think there was maybe one mistake in it. I don't see it up there right now.
Well, just tell us. Yeah, just tell our listeners what you're asking them to do.
Here's the 5 points that we've had. It's I just need folks to commit to one pair of the sites, and it's the artificial reefs are Memorial Stadium, Cook's Point, the Gooses, Point No Point, and Tanger Sound. Just 5 sites.
Okay.
Subset. Okay.
Yep.
Now, fish commit to one of those sites and the comparison site, which is nearby.
Right.
Make at least 1 to 2 trips per month over the period of June, July, and August.
Okay.
And try to do the whole period. Don't just do all your trips in June and then drop it.
Right.
You want it spread out.
So what you're trying to do is compare the natural reef with the artificial reef.
Correct.
And get that input from people who actually fish there.
Right. And you're going to fish at least 1 hour on both of your sites in one trip. They'll be close enough together where you can fish the natural and the artificial reef site.
And catch them both on the right tide if you need to.
Is enough. That's enough time
to
kind of get a sampling of what's there.
Yeah.
And then report every trip in your logbook. We're going to be mailing the logbooks out at the end of this month.
Okay.
I also wanted to say that when you at each site, you do have to measure the first 10 fish of each species.
Mm-hmm.
After the first 10 fish of, let's say you're really bailing the white perch of
right.
Memorial Stadium Reef, and guys do catch 30, 40, 50, 60 or more perch in a session up there. After the first 10, you know, you can stop measuring. We just want to get the first 10 of each species.
Okay.
Site.
All right.
Because if we make people measure every fish, that'll really...
Oh, they don't want to slow them down. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. And that could affect the data, the catch per unit effort.
So basically, you're asking all volunteers to go out there and fish and have a good time. Just collect a little bit of data and report back to you so you can compare the natural reef with the artificial reef on the 5 sites. If they fish in southern Maryland in the lower part of the bay, they've got a more selection than they have up here on the Memorial Stadium Reef. But, you know, people are going out there all the time just fishing. Now you've got a little project for them, a little bit of a little challenge for them, so to speak, to go out there and fish on that and you know, let them know that their data that they're reporting is actually valuable as far as your assessment of the success of these reef programs, right?
Right. The data is extremely valuable, and Alan, this is considered to be a part of our monitoring program,
right?
Which is really necessary for all state artificial reef programs up and down the coast, right?
Right.
So,
well, it also helps to obtain renewed funding for these projects and more projects. I mean, I know you got Love Point coming up, and you're working on Hale Cove right now, finishing that up. So,
yep, yeah, we have Hale Cove has been under construction this past week, and probably going to be done on Monday. It's a shallow water reef, which will be good for the kayak anglers and small boats,
right?
Light tackle and that sort of thing.
Sure,
yeah, in the lower Chester. So. It's definitely important for funding, also for renewing permits. You know that it's good to have some data to back you up when you go in to get your artificial reef permits renewed.
Right.
So, very very important information.
Well, let me give that number one more time, Eric, and we'll take another short break, and then we'll come back. The work phone for Eric Zlokovic is 410-260-8324. And I urge anybody that's listening today that would like to participate in this volunteer survey on the Maryland Artificial Reef Initiative, I'll get it right one of these days, to call that number. And you just heard they're asking you to do is go out and fish on the Memorial Stadium Reef or one of the other reefs, other two, and compare the artificial natural site one to the other. Keep a record of the first 10 fish of each species that you catch. Make two trips a month, June, July, and August. That doesn't sound like a big, hard assignment. Just go fishing. So that number, 410-260-8324. Leave a message for Eric, and he will get back with you. How's that sound?
That sounds great. And also, we're going to do a training conference call and webinar. I believe it's going to be on May 21st.
Right.
To get everybody on the same page.
Yep.
So that everybody's kind of following the same procedure, right?
Yep.
So that we found that to be very helpful last year. We're going to do it again this year.
Right.
So definitely, we should be getting some great data out of this.
I hope so. That sounds great. I'm glad to be able to help. So
thanks.
Yep.
I really appreciate it.
Sure. But let's take that break and we'll get right back to you, Eric. How's that sound?
Sounds good.
All right. Let me tell the folks about Chesapeake Outdoors right there in Kent Island. That's right. You cross the Bay Bridge. You're headed down I forgot ice. Oh, I forgot my bait. Oh, well, let's stop in here, Chesapeake Outdoors, and see what they have. You will be absolutely stunned at the size of the store and the variety of products that they sell for hunting and fishing, and crabbing as well. Kent Island's largest selection of fishing and crabbing supplies. They've got, of course, all the rods, reels, and tackle for the bay, for tidal rivers, for freshwater fishing, bass fishing, you name it, they've got it. A full selection of live bait, frozen bait, crab traps, crab pots, crab gear, white boots, you name it, they've got it for crabbing as well. Now, if you're a striper fisherman and you like to troll for trophy stripers or big striper, people troll all season long now. They've got a variety of bucktails and parachute lures and umbrella rigs. The parachutes and bucktails are made by a company called Spankin' Stripers right here in Maryland. And then they've got the big old mojos, the 16, 20, and 24-ounce mojo lure. So if you want to go really, really deep for those big stripers, you can do that. And if you want to get ready for the upcoming hunting season, of course, they've got firearms and ammunition. But they've got the great Mission and Parker crossbows as well as Barnett. They've got the Matthews vertical bows, the compounds and the Parker compounds, all types of clothing and boots and everything you need for waterfowl, wide selection and a deep selection of waterfowl calls, and, of course, the friendly staff that will help you take care of any of your needs that, you want to have a line wound on your reels or something like that. They'll be more than glad to do that for you and direct you, as far as your best selection of whatever you're fishing for. You can handle that. Chesapeake Outdoors. That's right. First choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers. Right there at Route 50 East. That's exit 39B, Dominion Road. Exit 39B. Dominion Road. That phone number, 410-604-2500, 410-604-2500. Don't forget about Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, another great sponsor of the Outdoors and Radio Show. Again, everything for fishing and hunting, but I want to talk about firearms. They carry the Browning firearms. If you are into the shooting sports, that's right. If you like to shoot, you like to pull the trigger, well, they've got the great Browning firearms, the A5. Now, that's great for waterfowl if you like that, or even, sporting clays if you want to shoot a semi-automatic. The Hump is back. The brand-new A5 comes in 12-gauge. It has a 100,000-rounder five-year guarantee. It's available not only in beautiful wood finish, but also in camo or even black synthetic. Now, if you really like the sporting clays, well, the Satori, the 725 Satori is beautiful. Perfect blend of beauty and performance. Comes with five Invector DS choke tubes, a ported barrel, triple trigger system, Vector Pro length and forcing cones, and those of you into shotgun sports know exactly what I'm talking about. And if you like to hunt with a over and under double barrel, the 725 is the one. It comes in a field model too. The Maxis, an autoloader for waterfowl, and then of course the famous BPS pump with bottom ejection. Both the Maxis and the BPS come in camo. BPS comes in 12 and 10 gauges as well if you need it, and it comes in all gauges, of course. Let's talk about Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. Anything for firearms, gunsmithing, scope mounting, ammo, you name it, they've got it. Firearms for home protection, self-protection. stop by. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9, 242-6108, 242-6108. Don't forget the 24-hour fishing hotline, 247-3474-247. Fish for Clyde Sports Shop.
Our Saturday looking wet and unsettled as we're going to watch showers and scattered thunderstorms throughout the day. A high of 81. Scattered showers and storms are going to continue on through the night tonight. Should diminish by midnight, a low near 60. Sunday, back to sunshine. Our temperatures climbing into the low 80s. Richard Wedding at the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is the Wall Street Journal Report. I'm Bruce Vail. The U.S. Postal Service reported a $1.9 billion loss for the first 3 months of the year, matching the loss from the year earlier quarter. It was the 20th time in the last 22 quarters the agency reported a loss, and it again pleaded.
This is the Wall Street Journal Report. I'm Marcy Norton. Business internships aren't what they used to be, which in many cases was little more than unpaid labor. A research group finds nearly 40% of interns at for-profit companies in 2012 did not pay interns hourly wages. A string of lawsuits resulted in new protections for interns. Last year, a judge ruled in favor of one group who complained they performed the same tasks as paid employees. The judge said the company violated minimum wage and overtime laws. That's forcing schools and businesses to rethink their policies. New York City and Washington, D.C. now have laws that extend employment discrimination laws to interns. Dozens of companies are dropping internship programs. Others are offering fewer positions, but they're paid and include tasks that are more substantive than just taking lunch orders. Some colleges are trying to protect students by refusing to post unpaid internships or by requiring companies to certify positions measure up to Labor Department standards. This is the Wall Street Journal Report.
What if you could reverse diabetes? Well, there's a special free video you need to watch. Diabetic11.com. Diabetic11.com is a natural, drug-free approach to reversing diabetes with remarkable results in as little as 4 weeks. In this free video, Diabetic11.com gives three specific actions to get your blood sugar under control. And the best part is the main ingredient is a common spice found in most kitchens. Watch the free video for yourself right now at Diabetic11.com. That's Diabetic11.com.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedis may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedis, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedis because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedis isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 800-551-9026. That's 800-551-9026.
This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex are proud to provide outstanding customer service just like their number one rated Linex Spray-On Bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at the local car wash. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and last longer. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Protect your investment, your pickup truck like I did, with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner.
Talk Radio 680. WCBM.
But I'll take down your fishing pole and meet me at the fishing hole. We may not get about all day, but don't you rush away. What a great place to rest your bones, and mighty fine for skipping stones. You feel fresh as a lemonade, sitting in the shade. Whether it's hot, whether
all right.
It's cool.
So we got Noah singing along here with our song, whatever. yeah, Daryl Worley, whatever that song's called. Yeah, we replaced old Andy Griffith. I mean, you know, when he came out being a big fan of Obamacare, we just decided he had to go away. So he went away. And then, of course, he, you know, assumed room temperature, and we didn't have to play him anymore. But anyway, let's talk to Andy in Catonsville. Good morning, Andy.
Good morning, Alan. Hey, I got the last part of your conversation. Were you fishing for bass in this area?
Yeah, one of the reservoirs.
Oh, really? Which one, Loch Raven? Or
one of the reservoirs.
Oh, one of the reservoirs.
Yeah, one of the reservoirs. Yeah. Yep, I sure did. That was a great time, too. We caught 22 fish between about 16 and 20 inches. You know, they were real nice.
Oh, that was good.
Yep. So what's up?
I was up at Centennial fishing for crappie with my son. We caught, I don't know, 15, 16. They were all 13, 14 inches. But Billy over there, Clyde, he checked in a 17-inch one.
That's a big crappie. Yep. Yeah. Do you have a question for Eric? Andy?
Huh?
Do you have a question for Eric? We've got an interview going on here.
Oh, I'm sorry. Who's Eric with?
Eric is with the Maryland Aquatic Reef Initiative.
Oh, yeah. Are you,
Maryland Artificial Reef Initiative.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I've fished some of those reefs around like...
Well, you ought to get involved in the survey. Give them a call.
Okay.
All right. Here's the number.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Go ahead.
410-260-8324.
8324.
Yep, they're signing up guys for volunteer surveys on those reefs. You might be something you're interested in.
Eric, what's your last name?
Zlokovic.
Zlokovic?
Eric,
close
you
enough.
Say it.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
You want me to spell it, Alan?
No, Andy, send me.
I got relatives in Pennsylvania with the same type of name.
Yeah, well, Andy, send me an email and I'll send you the information. But we want to continue this interview, okay?
Very good, Alan.
Thanks, buddy. All right, see ya. There he goes. Let's talk to Chuck in Baltimore. Go ahead, Chuck.
Good morning, sir. I was listening to you earlier, and a man had some question about how to get his safety hunter card.
Yep, we've got that answer for him. If he sends me an email, we'll be more than glad to get that to him.
Okay.
Now you had a question about, are you from Locust Point, Chuck?
Or? I am, sir.
Okay. Well, I appreciate your call. We're kind of in the middle of an interview here with the Maryland Artificial Reef Initiative guy. And are you a fisherman?
Not anymore, sir.
Ah, well. All right. Give us a call next week there, Chuck.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Ellis. Have
all right.
A good day.
Thanks, Chuck. You have a great day yourself.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Eric. We have a couple minutes to get out some more information. If you'd like to talk about Hail Cove or anything coming up in the future, we'll be more than glad to do that. Go.
Sure. Yep. Well, the Hail Cove is a really good shallow water reef project in partnership with Fish and Wildlife Service, and it's along the shoreline of the Eastern Neck Refuge, which is actually a great duck hunting area,
yeah,
by the way. So this is a combination of fish and waterfowl reef where it'll benefit fish for shallow water habitat. I think it's going to be a good spot for light tackle, fly fishing, kayaking, small boats.
Sure.
Perch, rockfish, maybe some blues if in the late summer. Also, what we see already on some of the rock that was planted there a few years ago is mussels growing on.
I was going to just say, if you got a mussel crop growing there, you're going to attract some ducks.
That is duck food, right?
Yep.
So it's a prime foraging spot for the ducks in really one of the more important duck habitat areas probably in the state.
Right.
So it's a combination of fish and waterfowl foraging area.
Yeah.
It's a series of about 11 small rock piles with crushed granite, real pretty stone. I was out there on Wednesday and Friday with the contractor. We had people snorkeling. Two Fish and Wildlife Service staff were snorkeling. Found some mussels on the old rocks and looked at the new rocks and found also that we planted a few test oysters there just to see if they'll survive in the shallows, and they did survive that really harsh winter that we just had.
Wow, that's cool.
So that's a good sign.
Yeah, you weren't surrounded by an angry mob, were you?
No, No, actually, it's been quiet.
That's a good thing.
We asked the contractor about that. We said, did you see anybody out here last couple of days? And he said, no, I haven't seen a soul. We said, good. Carry on.
Yeah.
Continue.
Yeah, right. I've seen some of that material that not that you guys are putting in, but they're putting on the the oyster bar,
right?
And looks fine to me. You know, it's got some fine stuff in it, and I guess with all the rain we've had, that those fines get wet and can resemble something that looks like something undesirable. But I personally don't see it as a big deal. But that's me.
I've looked at the material. At one point, we were actually considering it, using it for a Mari project. And it's a nice, heavy or dense, calcified, fossilized oyster shell from a quarry. There's a little bit of limestone, the trace of limestone, because that's the general chemical composition.
It's just, right. Sure.
It's calcium carbonate. It's actually 95 or even higher percent. Calcium carbonate,
right?
Which is actually good for oysters.
Yeah.
That's what they like to set on. That's
what
they key on.
Gotcha.
It's good for the environment, and
sure.
It's not acidic. It's the opposite. It's
right.
Actually, it raises the pH. It's
right.
Basic. Right.
So, yeah. Lime
right.
is a great base. No question.
Right.
About it.
Exactly. So it's good material.
Yeah.
So that's my two cents on it.
Right.
It's good for oysters, yeah.
Sure.
So, so Hal Cove is about 95% complete. They're just going to do a little bit more cleanup on Monday and Tuesday, kind of scrape the last of the rock up and then place the last the patch of rock there at in the lower Chester. And we talked about the reef ball projects, and I'm trying to also get back in the game with the large material that we used to do, similar to the Woodrow Wilson project.
Right.
Either concrete rubble or slabs or even concrete pipe, which is used in a lot of state reef programs.
And concrete pipe, it would be great fish structure.
They're fish condos, we like to call them, and you get circulation through the pipes and you get life growing inside and outside the pipes. We're looking at the southeast corner of Love Point, which is a nice hard edge in about 24 to 30 feet of water.
Hang on, Eric.
Sure.
I got to take a break, and we'll come right back and wrap it up. I apologize for that.
No problem.
All right, we'll be right back. Spray on bedliners. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex at Glen Burnie now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and lasts longer. Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. 789-0199. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse
near you.
It's time for the 2014 Maryland Fishing Challenge. You could win great prizes like the grand prize boat motor and trailer rig from Bass Pro Shop or thousands in tackle from Bill's Outdoor Center and prizes from sponsors like the World Fishing Network and Under Armour. New this year is an invasive species award for those catching blue catfish, flathead catfish, and northern snakeheads. And check out the new Maryland Youth Fishing Club and the Youth Angler's Log to learn how your youngster can win a guided fishing trip. From now through Labor Day, all you have to do is go fishing. If you're lucky enough to catch a Maryland citation-sized fish or crab and certify your catch, you're in. It's that easy. There are more than 60 species of fish in freshwater, tidal rivers, Chesapeake Bay, and on the Atlantic coast that qualify. So stop by your local fishing citation center, check the fishing rule book, or visit www.dnr.maryland.gov for all the details in the 2014 Maryland Fishing Challenge and the Angler Award Program. That's www.dnr.maryland.gov. Are you feeling lucky?
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hey, we're back with Eric Zlokovic, Maryland Artificial Reef Initiative. We have Bill called in from Waldorf, Eric. He said he put reefs, with the MSSA, put reefs in off Love Point a while back. Whatever became of them?
Oh, is that right? Yeah, there is actually still material out there. Did he say if it was reef balls or what type of material?
Hold on, I'll put him up here. We only have seconds. Bill, go ahead. Okay. What kind of material did you put out there, Bill?
They were on a piece of plywood, 4x8, made like a box. Then we stood tires up and poured concrete on them so that it would support them. And they carried them out and dropped them off. And that was in the early 90s.
Yeah, early 90s, tires with concrete on them.
Well, we're no longer doing concrete reefs. I'm sorry, we're no longer doing tire reefs. They're not allowed anymore in the artificial reef plan. So we got to move on to rock or rubble, rock or concrete. I'm not sure. Some of that material, I hear it may have sanded in or sunk. Some of it is probably still out there. If we're putting new material there, we have to focus on the southeast corner, which is the harder bottom, and we would try to avoid the softer mud, which is out to the west and to the northwest.
Yep.
So that's the deal.